Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
When you order something online from IKEA, the vast majority of it gets shipped from somewhere else, be that Britain or Sweden or China. That should change from today when IKEA opens its 27,000 square metre warehouse in Rathcoole on the Kildare-Dublin border. It will house 9,000 different product lines and enable quicker shipping. Marcia Smith is the country deputy retail manager with IKEA and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
So tell us more about what changes with this warehouse?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really exciting day for us. We've waited for this for a long time. And this is so that we have products here in Ireland. All the stock is held here in Ireland, that when a customer places an order, it's a very, very short lead time now, a couple of days, and you can have those products straight to your home. Delivery will be made by an EV vehicle. We have an investment of 17 vehicles. That means about 65% of our deliveries will now be done by an EV.
Oh, that's related to our subject after you. Will that mean that the delivery charges will be lower because it won't be coming as far?
We've been working on the whole kind of the delivery pricing, delivery structure. I mean, we're an organisation that believes that, we don't build any delivery charges into the product. So you should get the lowest price for the product and then the actual cost price for the delivery. So we build it all in. So you can come to a store, you can do click and collect, you can go to one of our Tesco pickup points. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, we're trying to get the delivery price to as low as possible. And having this warehouse, having EV vehicles make the delivery is one of the ways that we're trying to do that. So ultimately, we'll be lowering those prices.
I presume that it will speed things up when it comes to getting products that are already in Ireland. But haven't you guys been impacted by the attacks in the Red Sea that is shipping a lot of products from the Far East into Europe? Has that not delayed your deliveries as well? No,
not so much. No, I mean, we haven't really seen a big impact from that. I mean, typically today, up until the opening of this new warehouse, we have had probably maybe 4 or 5 days delivery. And that's too long because sometimes you want something a lot quicker. You can't mm-hmm. always go to the store or one of our pickup points. Mm-hmm. So now delivery will be within a couple of days. Straight
anywhere
into
in the
home.
Island of Ireland.
Yes.
Okay. I know IKEA is very proud of its ESG and its sustainability, but most of the products that you would sell would be made of chipboard or MDF and all that kind of stuff. What happens to that after people are finishing them? They throw out that cupboard or whatever it is.
I mean, we're very proud of the way that we work with sustainability as a whole. I mean, first of all of our wood is FSC certified. And then
FSC?
I think forestry certified. We check with an auditor basically that all of the material that we use
Come from the Amazon.
It doesn't. No.
Right.
And so what we do is whenever we have we very much encourage kind of recycling. We have an area in the store that we know customers can bring their goods back to. We really are promoting that, most of our products, anybody that has IKEA in their home knows that, you can give that product a second and third life. And when you finish with it, you can always bring it back to the store. We'll buy it from you because a lot of the time it's good for somebody else.
And so if they are finished with that product, I presume it needs to be in immaculate condition.
Actually, no. No. So I think a lot of the time what we see is, you maybe you've had your Billy bookcase in your home for 2-3 years. There's mm-hmm. a few chips on it, mm-hmm. But it's still perfectly good for somebody else. So you can bring it into the store. We'll assess it for you.
And you disassemble it and bring it in with the bits and pieces?
If that's what you want to do, you can disassemble it. You can leave it whole. Mm. We'll look at it. We'll offer you a price and then we'll put it back on the shop floor and then somebody else will buy it. And we're seeing a huge increase in people that, deliberately want to to then buy something that's already had a, you know, a first life, second life.
And because it's cheaper, I presume.
Yeah, I mean, it's cheaper. It's also, you know, that you're not buying something brand new for the first time. And we know that that's a huge, that's really important to people now. I think especially younger population, they don't necessarily want something that's brand new.
They want something that has a second life. In relation to the warehouse that's opening up, I presume you're using some sort of sustainable energy to sustain it, right?
So it has a number of features. I mean, we're really proud of it. First of all, we have rainwater harvesting.
There's plenty of that in this country.
Yeah, we take full advantage. We also have roof solar panels, meaning that all of the energy is going to come from the solar panels. And then, of course, we also have a wind farm, which produces twice the electricity that's needed to power.
Oh, so you have
both
your own
wind farm.
And where's that wind farm?
It's Sligo.
Sligo. And the energy that's generated from the wind, and we have a fair bit of that as well, goes exclusively to IKEA?
It's not just exclusively, because we're producing more than we actually need. It's actually double the amount of energy that's needed to power both the store and then this new distribution centre. So we sell it back to the grid and then they sell it on.
Okay. And will the distribution centre also handle Northern Ireland, or is it just the 26 counties?
This is just for Republic of Ireland.
Okay. And you're right beside Amazon in Rathcoole. I presume it's all about location, being close to motorways and all that, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic location. We've more than 200 co-workers starting to work there now. So fantastic for job creation as well. And I think for us, it's more about having this, you know, the independence of knowing this is our own part of our own supply chain now. Mm. We can be in customers' homes much more quickly. It's much more sustainable. So, yeah, it's part of our overall long-term wish to develop further across the island.
Well, best of luck with it. Is an ambassador or a minister coming to the, for the opening?
Yeah, we're looking forward to the ribbon cutting this morning. We have the Swedish ambassador joining us, so that should be a great event.
Well, Marcia, thank you very much for joining us. That is Marcia Smith, the country deputy retail manager for IKEA here in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.